Welcome, listeners, to the finale of the Hunt for Greenworm Vember Fictional Heroism arc. Apologies for all the delays. There's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes still, and we're just trying to deal with it. Amazon Prime Week is a major cause of some of our delays for this episode and the other ones, since one of our editors works there, so they've been bogged down with overtime. Our next episode should come out next Wednesday, and it should be the next part of Monster Heart, and then hopefully after that we should have the final episode of Welcome to the Neighborhood. I think we're not going to be pushing ourselves as hard as I screwed up and did, so we should be having at most two episodes coming out per week. Our promo for this week is Free Action Cry, a new D&D 5e podcast that has joined the Cast Junkie server. There's some interesting things in this promo, and I hope it intrigues you like it does me.
What happens when you take five podcast aficionados and you throw them into a world of mystery and monsters? Well, you cry about it.
She's gonna kind of like walk her feet up the wall and try to push her arms out, like using her leg strength to like push against the wall to break the chains.
Realizing the predicament that he's in, he's just gonna take his hands off and slip the chains off and put them back on.
So he just slams his wrists against the shackles, and then using that little bit of pain, he phases through them.
So can I summon like a hammer and break my chains?
You could summon a hammer and break the chains off the wall.
Yes.
I would also like attention.
What you've done is you have Falcon punched this guy in the jaw, dislocated it, and set your fist and fragments of his jaw into the other one's eyes, literally killing both of them.
Roll for guilt.
I have no guilt.
I just wanted to give everyone a little bit of life.
Tendrils just come alive, and they stretch out to grab this thing. So it basically, they just snatch it from two legs on each side away from the, I guess you can call them allies, and they just start munching on them.
Free Action Cry is the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast, and you can find it on your podcatcher of choice. Come check us out.
And now, on to the show.
Who do we think would react fast enough to catch the kid as he's falling onto the...
I think it'd be funny if it was Wiley.
I think it would be funny if it was me too.
I think so too.
I'm just gonna be real. Also, we haven't given you enough love.
Yeah, I think Wiley's the only one not occupied.
Occupied. Yeah, actually that's fair. Yeah, I'm probably the only one who's not occupied. Yeah, so he would see this kid falling because he was kind of in a similar position when he saw Leon jump up and do this, so he would have been watching. So he sees the teenager start falling, and he's gonna kind of do that whole like,
oh yeah, that actually reminds me, I forgot to do something, guys. So as Alexander stabs into this thing, it cries out, and there's like a loud scream, and the windows of the Jeep shatters as everyone in the Jeep gets hit with a sonic scream and takes two harm.
Okay. And that was before Leon jumped, right?
Yeah, that was before Leon jumped.
So I tell you, so is that armor defeating?
It is not.
All right. That was two harm?
Yeah.
So one quick move question that I have. I have an artifact as a crooked, and the one that I chose is a protective amulet. It's one armor magic recharge. I used it in the last combat. I'm wondering, does it recharge per combat, or is it like per day?
I think it recharges. I think it's per mystery, my understanding.
Per mystery. Okay, that's fair. Okay, so I don't have that at the moment then.
Yeah.
Okay, even with the sonic screech, Raz just goes, "What was that, Billy?"
So going back to, so the kid's falling, I'm going to just try and see, do I have anything that would even help with this? I doubt it.
You have a skateboard and a ramp.
I was about to say, could I jump on the skateboard to try and like speed over to wherever he's falling and catch him before he hits the ground? And would that count as pursuing someone in the woods?
I would say it would count as pursuing someone.
Okay. So then,
And here's the thing I will say, as a cartoon character and a tiny person, I feel like as you're, well, actually, first let's get to rolling it out. I'll give you a suggestion.
Okay. Yeah, so I think what Wiley's going to do is he's going to, like, see this happening. He's going to jump off the side of the Jeep and, like, throw the board out below him and do, like, a cool, like, sick trick as he jumps on it and then zoom over.
Oh, I have an idea for that to suggest, but I need to know what the role is first.
Okay. Okay, so what am I rolling?
Protect someone.
Protect someone. Awesome.
Yeah, because if you get a full success, then I have an idea of how to make this even cooler and 90s.
All right, that is a 10.
All right, so you see this kid falling, and you see that the windshield of the Jeep is dropped. And you remember this scene from your show that when Brody was guest starring, where he used a pop trunk,
mm-hmm.
or not pop, or a popped hood to skateboard over a shark.
Okay, like a ramp.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I would definitely go off the front of the Jeep and do the same thing.
Okay, yeah, but the one thing how do you let Raj know to pop the hood? He uses a ramp.
He would just call out and he would just say, Raj, pop the hood quick, because we don't really have a lot of time as the teenager is falling. So he's just running towards the front of the car and getting ready to throw the bro board out and make this jump.
Raj pops the hood, he just goes, "That's lovely, young people."
Yeah, so you see Wiley just kind of skateboard up the popped hood, defying physics and gravity. Raj, you feel a little incensed and angry. You don't know why.
It's because I'm a cartoon, man.
I don't like it.
As Wiley skates up the ramp, and you just see him just... I feel like you do like a sweet 360, and you grab onto the kid, and defying your size and thing, you manage to right yourself, and you're just holding him overboard as he hit the ground with the bro board, and it's just like just as you guys see Leon hit the cliff face, and you kind of like do a kick. What's the term? I don't know what the term of skateboard. Like, you put a foot down,
kick flip,
like the 360 spin. Oh no, like the 360. So like you do on a bike.
Oh, pop shove it.
Yeah.
Pop shove it
and move out of the way of the falling boulders.
Nice.
I think from the distance you hear victory.
And then clang.
Yeah.
Bang.
No. Hold on, let me get parked real quick. Raj is slowly parallel parking.
Oh my god.
Okay, roll me a kick some ass, Raj, because to parallel park, you would be backing up into the Hydra behind you.
Yes!
I like how he's accidentally attacking the monster. It's great.
That's an 8.
Okay, you back up into the Hydra, and you hear a screech, and then here's the only bad thing of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
The Hydra bites into the front tire and causes the car to be inoperable as you run over it with one tire before it realizes what's going on. Like, you, it's almost like in a cartoon when they step on the back of the snake and it reaches out, sneakily lashes out.
Yeah, bite something, yeah.
Oh, Raj is just like, oh, well, that's convenient. And he takes his chainsaw, it's going to go outside.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I think Alexander would just like get back to back with Raj and pull out his trident and just get ready for a fight at this point.
Sorry, I was just going to say Wiley would be assessing how the kid looks to see if he needs to get him away first.
He's bad off. He's like, he was where Alexander would have been if you hadn't protected him. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So Wiley's going to try and get him away from the Hydra and see if he can do something for him.
Okay.
So did Leon by chance take damage when he high-speed impacted the cliff face?
Okay, roll me a d6 and then give me half.
Leon has become one the wall.
Right? So that's a 4. So a 2?
Okay, you would take 2 harm.
And I'm going to assume this is armor defeating.
It isn't. Because you're just impacting a wall.
Well, that's one harm. That's one harm.
Also, that makes it easier for the monster, because then it doesn't...
Oh, no.
I'm being nice to the monster and you, by extension.
Okay. So, I have... So, like, Leon is basically squaring off with the body.
Yeah, you guys just see Leon crash down, and he's grabbing at something. He's grabbing at his head, but for some reason, he can't get... I think by now you guys have seen enough of this. You get the sense that, oh, there's one of these things is wrapped around his head.
Gotcha.
Well,
and here's the thing, Wiley. Leon landed in front of the safest place he could have taken them, the cave that Brogy took him to in the first place.
Sweet. Big mistakes have been made.
I knew Brogy was an idiot.
So I guess, so this thing is on, like, wrapped around my body, right? All the way around my body, kind of.
It's wrapped around your upper body and your head, I want to say.
So I have a theory question, right? I kind of want to use Energy Blast. It is one of the lowest harm I have, but it is fire. So my theory is that I'm just going to start blasting at myself.
Okay.
With fire, in the hopes that theoretically it heals me as well.
All right.
Because the only way I can heal is by burning myself.
Also, do you try to tell the others that you think you've got the main body? That's the question.
Yes, I think at this point, y'all would just hear, like, Leon is getting very frustrated as much as, like, his programming allows, right? Just because he is, like, a sentient AI, right? Like, he is artificial. So, I think you just hear him, like, in the background. Like, I think he's adopted some of the things that he's like, you son of a bitch. He's like, I'm like, he's like, you just hear him like letting out like he's just cursing, and he's like, I think this is the damn big one, and he's just like this has got to be
he's thrashing all around, he's bashing his head in the wall.
Yeah, you just see him like just straight like shitting, and then you see fire start shooting out at himself. What do you want me to roll at? Like, kick some ass?
Roll tough.
Okay, I get a +2 to that. Oh, that's a full success. That's a 6 + 4 + 2.
All right, and how much damage does it do?
So that does 2 harm. Close.
Okay, so I think you would heal 1. Because your kid is still doing damage to the creature.
Okay, so then if I pick my extra effect, like, I don't care about suffering harm, so I could just go and make it a +3, like a +3 harm. So inflict terrible harm. So +1 to that 2 harm.
Okay.
So it's like just trying to maximize like whatever I can on this thing.
So you guys see Leon just kind of repulsor blasting his own head, but he's not actually hitting his head, and he's just screamed out that he thinks he's got the main body. And you see the car kind of shift and flip over, the Jeep kind of flip over as the other Hydra gets free. And Wiley's trying to keep the kids out of away from both these creatures to be safe. So
yeah,
Alexander, Raj, you guys are back to back. So here's my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who attacks what?
I'm attacking at what was destroying the tire.
Okay. Then I am attacking what's fighting Leon, I guess.
I love this image. Like, you see, she's robot just kind of like,
yeah,
trying to repulse and blast his own head and not hitting something. And he's that guy coming over with a trident.
And I don't care if you stab me, Alexander, because your weapon has fire. So if you stab me, it does not hurt me. So do not be afraid to wildly stab.
It could potentially heal you.
It could heal you, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, stab away, potentially.
I just have to say this. Raj just looks and sees it and goes, why is the vacuum trying to destroy itself?
I like how becoming a human has turned Raj senile.
Let's be honest. He was always senile.
That's true. Actually, yeah. I should say it turned him senile.
This is just more accentuated.
It just amplified it.
He's been senile for half a millennia.
Yeah.
So roll some kicks some asses. And this one actually has an epilogue, by the way. This mystery actually has an epilogue.
Oh.
Because Raj knows some things that he needs to tell everyone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he still can, because, I mean, he is senile now.
Oh, wait, so you want me to roll kick some ass, right?
Yeah, because you guys are both attacking the monster, the last of the monsters.
Well, here's where it's about to get really lucky, is that because I have tools matter. Well, with my signature weapon, I get a +1 to kick some ass. I already have +3, so I have +4, and I just rolled a 10.
Nice.
Jesus.
Obliterated.
Too bad you don't have the advanced moves.
Oh, no, I wish I did.
All right, Rash, how do you want to do this?
Oh, like, this is pretty much like Master Yoda. You guys see Rash, like, limp up, walk up slowly, but then he cracks his neck, he rips off his shirt, and like I said, there's all the bustle, and he flips in the air and brings the chainsaw down on where the Hydra is supposed to be.
All right, yeah, you flip around, and you just come down, and you see all this blood spraying out of nowhere as you cut through the head of this false Hydra.
And you just see, then Raj just calmly turns off the chainsaw, puts it on his back, puts his hands behind his back, and then just leans forward and starts walking towards Alexander like, oh, I did a good job here. Alrighty, you little shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think as you do that, Alexander is going to run forward to Leon and just like take a flying leap with his trident into whatever is holding Leon. And so let's see, that is an 8.
Okay.
So we deal harm to each other.
Actually, Jason, how do you want to do this?
Ooh, nice.
You know, they both only had one harm left.
Yeah, we've been slowly whittling this thing down. Yeah, must have been weakening the main body too or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, Alexander in, like, this guy's just, like, wearing a nice suit and just runs and takes a flying leap and, like, lands on Leon's chest and, like, shoves the spear, like, right next to where its neck would be. Like, right next to its head, just, like, down into whatever is holding it.
All right, you slam into it, and you actually kind of see this. It slowly comes into sight as it seizes up, and I think you just hit it like right dead center where everything would start to splay off. It's like you've just paralytic to this thing. You broke the spine.
Oh shit.
You've made it a cripple just before you killed it.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Fatality.
Yeah, I bury the trident into the body of this thing, and then I just jerk the trident to the side to, like, snap what I think is its spine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's brutality. That's just...
Yeah.
You guys have solved my false Hydra mystery. As the body falls, and all you just kind of see the stumps where the other two Hydras heads were, because it only had three heads. I think you guys... So then you guys head back. And you get to the van, and you call in because of all the dead bodies, missing ranger. You save most everyone, and then I think you guys get called. But you guys head back to the headquarters. Is there anything there's a scene at headquarters? But first, is there anything you guys want to see on the way back or talk about on the way back?
So I have a scene. I have something I wanted to do in the first part, but we never got to.
Oh,
I think Leon wants to turn himself into a grill. So would Wiley have like any like s'mores or anything in the van?
We would have some road snacks in the van. I think that I think s'mores could be on the list there. So yeah. We're gonna have a little we're gonna have a little fire.
Yeah, so I think Leon just kinda like leans over and just like opens his chest, like, you know, like just opens his chest cavity, right? And it's just like it starts glowing red. And he just kind of like leans back in the seat and he's like, hey, cook shit.
Yeah.
I love that this whole mystery just was a part of this mystery was Leon learning how to be a normal pissed off person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like by the end of it, he's adapted. Like he's like, so like he learns as he like as things go along. So like by the end of it, he's picked up all the mannerisms and everything, and he sounds almost human by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds too much like Raj.
Yeah. He's sort of like, you young kids, don't be fucking with me. After he overdrived it, picked up his vocal cords, and so he sounds completely off now, but he sounds almost human.
That's funny.
Then Raj has to say this, then when you turn it to a grill, Raj is gonna go, huh, where'd you get this, from IKEA? This is a really nice grill. What is this, mahogany?
No, it wasn't fucking IKEA. It's fucking big loss.
Do you buy your grill from IKEA?
Wiley's just getting started on cooking up the s'mores while this is all ongoing.
Alexander's having a smoke and lighting a cigarette off Leon.
Nice.
Leon's probably like, those will kill you, young man.
Yeah, so will most of
Let Robo Daddy have one.
Alexander takes a permanent one harm for a smoker's lung.
Oh, this is great. There's two of them now.
Raz reaches into his pocket. He pulls out a flask that the ranger had at the ranger station. He's just, oh, when in Rome. Oh, so this is alcohol. I like it.
He actually found something he liked.
There we go.
Okay, so I think when you guys, as you guys get back, Raz is immediately taken to the med bay because they need to do scans. Because, you know, I mean, he's an old man. They gotta make sure he doesn't have, like the colon killer.
Oh, gee.
Oh, God, a prostate exam. This is the worst thing ever.
And then Greta gets you guys together in the meeting room, and he goes, okay. She's just rubbing her face. She looks like she has a Hawaiian shirt. It's Hawaiian Tuesday, but she's still got her.
I just like that it's on Tuesday.
Oh my. Okay, so that's amazing, because then Raz has shaved his beard to where now he has the Magnum PI stash, and he's wearing the Magnum PI shirt. He's wearing that same exact Hawaiian shirt.
Alexander is also wearing a matching Magnum PI shirt.
Yes.
Leon is also wearing the same matching.
Is he wearing a fake mustache?
Yeah, I think like you just see like some like really, really cheap ass like fake hair like just roughly glued around. Because again, Leon still doesn't quite get it, but it's like everybody else has it, so Leon feels like he has to, like his programming is telling him he has to do it. Or Sharpie. No, it's Sharpie. It's like laser edge Sharpie on my face.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think just because it'd be too funny not to, I think Wiley's the only one who's not wearing the Magnum PI shirt. He's still wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but it's like completely different than what everyone else is wearing. Just because, you know, like he'd still take part in Hawaiian Shirt Tuesday, but he's his own cat. He's going to wear his own stuff.
He's his own cat. I like that.
He's his own cat. Yeah.
Is that damn rebellious streak in him?
So I think Greta just kind of rubs her face. She's like, oh, God, I'm full. Oh, God. How did they come back? And she looks up and goes, so Raz here found out a little bit more about what's going on. Raz, why don't you let him know in your own words, and then I'll try to translate after.
Okay. All right, everyone, gather around and listen up. Raz pulls out an acoustic guitar. That's what's playing. Now listen up. I fought a creature that was named the Worm. It took my powers and it made me human again down here on this world. It travels the land, creeping around. It's the worst creature. Its name is the Lore Worm.
That's not what he learned.
Oh, I thought we were going with that. Raz has really gone senile.
No, you know that's not his name. It told you in your face.
Oh.
It basically told you that you can't defeat it until you find out its name, and it said it ate its own name, so it.
Oh, wait, hold on. After he stops the guitar. Well, actually, I guess it's not called the Lore Worm anymore because it ate its own name. It ate its own name, I don't get how it does that. Greta, explain.
We've encountered something like this, not on this scale, in years back. It doesn't actually have a name. It eats concepts. As far as you can figure it out, that's what this Lore Worm really is.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you used me as bait to lure it out?
No. It set a trap. I didn't know this information. You told me while they were giving you the prostate exam, Raz. You were screaming it out into the hall. It's like a...
Greta, I just have one thing to say about this.
Like a fucking freak.
Greta, one thing I only have to say about this is this. I don't like it.
So this thing, once again, being the straight man in his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
This thing, it ate its own name, and the only way to kill it is to know its name? Is that what we are putting together?
It seems like we're going with ancient magic law. Yeah, where your name holds power. I guess.
Yeah, it used its name to strip our friend naked here. Empower and clothes, apparently.
Okay.
I'm gonna need an educational class about the dangly bits. I'm still confused.
Well, you're gonna have to go to Not America for that, because our sexual education programs are woefully lacking.
What was that, Billy?
I think Leon tries to have the birds and the bees speech with Raj.
But is Leon like reading a Wikipedia article?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's just like you can just see his eyes kind of get like super glassy for a second, and you're like, what the f-? And he's just like going off like this listing the first thing he found on like Wikipedia.
Okay, so just in the background then for Greta, you're just gonna hear Raj occasionally going, I'm supposed to do what with the what?
And then you're, yes sir, you put it here and this does this and you know so on.
Oh God, I'm just picturing like Leon unintentionally demonstrating.
Like you know how, you pee out of it, sonny. You just hear Rack. I don't like it.
And it's just covering its eyes as Leon's bending over against the table.
I like that this has come full circle with all of us being confused as to how Raj somehow doesn't know.
Yeah. Been around for so long, he still doesn't understand this one concept of humans. At least one concept. There's probably more, but at least this one we now know he didn't know until now.
As of right now, this is what we've learned.
How did he think there were more being made?
I thought you all came from eggs!
Everything, fucking everything else.
And Leon's just like, no, you dumbass! You don't come from eggs! I came from a box!
Why is there a delivery room then? I'm so confused! Where does the stork come in?
I think Greta speaks up, Raj, that wasn't a delivery room. That was a grocery market. You sat on a watermelon for 4 hours trying to hatch an egg. You saw the human egg.
Oh, God.
So
back to the plot.
Yeah.
We need to know this thing's name to kill it.
Sounds right.
It sounds like we need to do some reading.
Yeah, I'll say.
And I think oh, yes, that reminds me as well, sort of. Not really, but Alexander, you have a visitor in the next room.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of leads you to the next room. And to your surprise, you see Gabe sitting at the table.
Oh, hey, Gabe, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We kind of ran into a situation with it doesn't go to Troy anymore. And you see him set down his chain, and he says, I had a feeling to come here, and I heard about your last mission, Alexander, and how you've been, at least from what I've been seeing, you've been having some troubles. How are you doing, by the way? I heard you got hurt pretty bad, but you look pretty good right now. So I don't know if they did the magic healing or...
Oh, you know, a little bit of flex tape and some shut eye will do a lot. The whole soul business isn't quite what it is, what it used to be. It's not really my bag anymore.
He kind of nods. He goes, this is going to sound strange, but I think I was really meant to bring this here. And he pushes the chain over, and I'm giving you a choice, Jason. Because if you want, giving you a choice if you want to change playbook. And I figured it was good narrative since Alexander was the person that Gabe spent the most time talking to during the last arc.
Yeah.
I thought it made a lot of sense narrative that he'd be maybe this. I thought it was a neat narrative thing to do.
Yeah, I think this is really interesting. In character, I have a question.
Yeah.
I think Alexander kind of just eyes the chain and looks at Gabe and just says, like, if I take that, what happens to the kid?
The kid will be fine. I think that thing we fought, it made him the chosen. The once we drove him off, he tried to take it. It doesn't work for him.
Hmm. Well, somebody has to do it, isn't it? Like, somebody has to be the chosen.
Yeah, and he kind of motions because his chest is still concave. He still basically looks like he's dead because he hasn't. It's like my understanding with how this works is I'll be able to stick around in a sense to help you learn. But then I'll be here in a sense. I'll be here to give you a little help when I can, in a sense. From what I've been hearing and what I've kind of picked up. You ever see Star Wars?
Yeah.
I'll be Yoda-ing you, or not Yoda, not Yoda. Obi-Wan Kenobi-ing you.
Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah.
The Italian dub of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Well, not Spider-Man, but Star Wars. Okay, let's do this. I just take the chain and you're okay and the kid's okay and I can help.
Well, the kid's okay. I'm going to I don't mean like Obi-Wan Kenobi at the beginning. I mean near the end, because whoever takes up the chosen, I'll have completed my task. I've been basically a zombie since you've met me. The only reason why I'm still around is because I have to finish this lot one last thing, you know, destiny, that kind of thing. Which is I guess you could say it's one benefit of being this. If you're a lot less, you'll be a lot less harder to kill.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for that?
He kind of nods. I'm just being like this. I can't really eat. It just kind of forks out of here. And he.
Oh God.
I'm ready to be. I'm ready for a little bit of rest and just, you know, like I'll still be here to help out. But I think all the people that could become the chosen. Well, what they say. It's better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Right.
Right. Okay. Tell me, if you could see or be anywhere right now, where would you be?
Trying to think. Hawaii, probably. He kind of smirks and emotions your coat. I haven't seen Hawaii yet. I've heard good things. Apparently one of your coworkers went there and there was some stuff with the turtle. I don't know, but it still sounded nice. They have good porn shops.
Hawaii is really nice, and I've been there a few times. Close your eyes. And I'm going to use Trick of the Eye and spend luck on this.
All right.
And it allows me to cast illusions as if I was warping reality around me, and they are fooled for the duration of the illusion. And I want Gabe to think and see and feel like he is on a chair on the beach in Hawaii, and the sun is setting, and he has a nice plate of pork chops to his side.
All right. You see kind of Gabe's eyes kind of smile. He looks like he's having some food to eat.
Yeah, and Alexander, in Gabe's mind, he's in a chair next to him, and he says, "Yeah, you've earned a good rest. I'll do good by you."
He kind of smiles and nods. I know you, Alexander. I wouldn't have suggested it if I didn't think so.
Yeah, and Alexander takes the chain and picks it up.
All right. I think, Alexander, you feel this. You, as you pick up this chain, you just kind of see Gabe kind of like fade out. He almost crumbles to dust, but then the dust disappears and you feel this power running through you, and you feel strong, and you feel, I think, with why am I telling you what you feel? How do you think Alexander feels about this, as this energy kind of runs through him? And I think it kind of like it changes him. He feels more like he used to before he became the demonic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, I think he feels better. He never settled with having to take souls in the first place. It was never something that was first to nature to him. And so he feels a huge sense of relief knowing that this is the last soul he has to take. And so he's ready for the next step forward for this.
Okay. And I think this weapon will change based off of how you want to set it. Or do you think, where would Alexander keep it as the chain whip, as a way to, I guess that's the question, is he keeping it as it is, or does it reflect something new?
I want to say it shifts, but it keeps aspects of it. What I'd like to do is I'd like it to be kind of like Ivy's sword in Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Renji's Shikai in Bleach, where it's a solid thing that can segment itself into multiple parts.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
But I want it to be Alexander's trident.
Oh, okay.
but it can still segment and spread out and like become chain like and like have a little bit more area on it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
So yeah, he picks up the chain and it like kind of solidifies and goes rigid in his hands and like forms his trident. And we see like the old trident burst into flames and like form over the chain, and then that cools and settles into this new like bronzed, like red looking trident. And then he feels it kind of go slack and segment and then snap back into place.
Very cool.
That's pretty dope.
Thanks.
I like that a lot.
I still think it's funny. This is called an ongoing one shot thing, and then we've had this whole solid storyline.
Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
You can find Dungeons and Pop at Dungeons Pop on Twitter and on your podcast app of choice. You can also join us on our Discord social club and maybe even join for a game and get your chance to be on a podcast if only once. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed our show, please leave a review.